Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN.
Yeah, let's do it, New York City. The Yankees are off. It's a 5-hour KM to AM. 888-808-1019. Hit my line one time. Is Mets Mania over? Is Amazing Fest done? But like today was like, welcome to Mets land. We had Ron Darling, Howie came through, the polar bear, Juan Soto is Juan Soto. Oh my, Juan Soto is what we thought. He is what we thought he was. Starting to get a return on investment. As the Mets are on my screen in here, Grant Holmes warming up. The Mets need to win this game tonight. You would think they already won this series. You would think that all the struggles went away the way we're talking about the Mets right now. But no, if they win the game tonight, they can get back in first place and not lose the second series of the season to the Braves. And you feel better about things. You feel better about things. And today is a mental health day for Yankee fans to feel better about things. You know, I had a couple takes that caught fire last night late. Maybe you were sleeping, and I suggest you go to sleep. I suggest that you get your rest. That's part of, you know, mental health as well. But this whole week with the Yankees and, you know, the week before, I found myself watching these games. I found myself at home getting, like, super frustrated, like, more than usual. I found myself questioning, why am I doing this? I don't want to feel like this. I found myself alone in my living room watching the Yankees blow leads, make pitching changes, leave runners on base, get ejected, and lose to the Cincinnati Reds or the Anaheim Angels or the Boston Red Sox or even that one game they lost to the Orioles that I went to last Friday, where I'm like, man, what is up with these guys? What's up with this team? And I know, 888-808-1019, somebody's going to call and they're going to say, it's just baseball, man. It's just June. It's a little bit of a June swoon. All teams go through it. Look at the Phillies. The Phillies just had a scoreless streak. They just got swept by the Astros. You know, I know that the Yankees are going to go through that because they go through it every year. But like this year is supposed to be a year where they get back to the World Series. This year, I feel like they have the talent to do so. This year, I feel like they have the pieces to do so. This year, I feel like it's all literally right in front of them. But what's going to stop them is themselves. So the take that I had that, you know, had people calling in last night and even some chatter online, and I just said online on Twitter and on my Instagram, listen to the show tonight and listen to fans call and listen to me. Not quote cards, not clickbait, not one-minute videos. You know, and shout out to our social team. They do a great job of finding the little snackable moments that they throw out there in hook, line, and sinker. People are like, WFAN sucks. This is all hot takes. These guys don't know anything. And it's like, well, you didn't listen to the whole show. You didn't see where that came from. You have no idea what led to those couple sentences. But back in this Red Series, right, Alan Winans on the mound, and, you know, you lose that first game, and you think that you're out of the woods a bit as far as the scoreless innings. You know, Judge homers, and it's like, yeah, there's Judge. You know, Judge hasn't been right since scheduled rest. That's part of these modern-day Yankees. Scheduled rest when, you know, I remember in 2023, the Rangers won the World Series, and there was a conversation about how those guys played every single day. Same guys played every single day, unless somebody was hurt. But I understand scheduled rest, too. I just have Clint Frazier's voice in my head. That's another thing that played into this week. Clint Frazier goes on to foul territory and he says, the Yankees don't believe in hot. They believe you're a number, you are what you are. And I'm like, Clint Frazier, you're just salty. It didn't pan out. But then everything that Clint Frazier said started to ring true, right? Volpe breaks out of it. They rest Volpe. Then Volpe goes back into it. If you go back, Belly had a three-hit game. They rest him, then he cools off. Jazz has been great, but they rested him coming right out of the IL, coming right out of a month off, and then he cooled off. And it's like scheduled rest is scheduled rest. When it gets scheduled, they don't take it off the schedule. This is part of the modern-day Yankees. You got to live with it. Different lineups. The lineup is going to change every single day depending on the matchup, the analytics, depending if there's a lefty or righty on the mound, depending on who needs to get in there and play. And now, right, this week we get Stanton back. And so you think getting Giancarlo Stanton back is going to be a huge plus. Has it been? I mean, Stanton hasn't homered yet. He's got a bunch of strikeouts. He started off hot. But like now that Stanton comes back as a DH only and you have to play him, that takes away reps at DH from Ben Rice. That takes away the DH from Jason Dominguez. That also takes away that little half day they like to do with Judgy at DH. So the things are piling up for the manager to have to manage. And through this stretch this whole week, there was a lot of people calling out the manager, calling out Aaron Boone. And I don't like to do that because I feel like Aaron Boone is a part of the entire organization, and it's not just him, but he is obviously the man that represents the team, that speaks for the team post-game, and that's another thing. He's always going to take up for the players. Like, I don't know why we still get frustrated about it. It happened to me this week, you know. He's going to take up for the players. They're going to change the lineup. They're going to have lanes and a bullpen budget. They're going to have scripts and plans of how they want to go about getting the starter to where they get the starter and then where they pitch guys out of the bullpen, depending on when the last time they got work was and who they're facing. And sometimes I need the actual rhyme or reason. Sometimes I need someone to explain it to me like I'm five, why certain things happen. And it's frustrating because when decisions are made that result in losses, it has everybody fighting each other. The greatest rivalry in baseball is Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. Yankee fans have fought each other all week through this stretch about who should be pitching, who shouldn't be pitching. If you go back to Saturday, right? And now, Saturday, Clark Schmidt goes 103 pitches, his career high, and he goes seven innings, and that's, you know, he never used to go seven innings. And this is a guy that has an injury history who's never been healthy. And fans are saying, oh, they robbed us of a no-hitter. Clark was not going to throw a no-hitter. Ultimately, though, in that stretch of losing, you know, being swept by the Red Sox, and then losing the first three to the Angels, and then you get a win on the day game Thursday, and then you lose Friday night, and then Saturday you win 9-0. Ultimately, the decision to take Clark Schmidt out was the right one. They won the game. That's all that matters at the end of the day. Did they win or did they lose? And then you fast forward, like now Clark needs a whole week. If you look at, you know, the matchups coming up, Clark is pitching Saturday. He's swapping with Will Warren, I guess because he was taxed. Again, that goes back to he was not going to be able to pitch 135, 140 pitches, no hitter, whatever. I'm fine with that. But, I mean, apply that same logic to Carlos Rodon this week. And this is where a lot of people got upset with me, and I don't care. I'm speaking on it. It's my job to speak on it. It's my job to give my opinion, and if you disagree with my opinion, dial 888-808-1019.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
When you lose that first game with Allen Winans on the mound, and then the Reds have their young phenom, Chase Burns, come in, throwing 100, striking everybody out, but you're able to get to him, and you have a 3-0 lead, and you have Carlos Rodon, looking to be the first pitcher to win 10 games, who's had a bounce-back year with the beard. He's been great. And the fact that he has been great, the fact that he has pitched into the seventh inning, I understand it's hot. I understand the heat index is wherever it is. But for me, in the moment, 88 pitches bothered me. It took me back to other times. The two times that stood out, Gerrit Cole in the World Series. Push him a little bit further. And then going back to 2023, right before the All-Star break against the Cubs, Domingo Herman, 88 pitches, had it going. Oh, let's go to the bullpen. I forget who blew it. Maybe it was Ian Hamilton or somebody else who blew it then. But I'm like, this stuff blows up in the Yankees' face and in the fans' face. And it's like, we need more human element. We need more feel. We need to, like, push these guys. And that's how I ended up ranting last night. Shout out to my guy Avery from Manhattan. I see Avery and his uncle at Yankee Stadium all the time. Avery listens to my show, came out to Fanatics Fest. Love that kid. Great young kid. But he called last night and he brought up the Rodon thing again and I kind of lost it because it made me go somewhere that I've been thinking for a little while. Don't tell me that it's hot, man. Don't tell me that you're huffing and puffing. And I got mad because they lost the series to the Reds. I got mad because they had lost 5 games in a row to the Reds leading back to last year where I'm like, you're the New York Yankees. You're supposed to be the defending American League champs. You're supposed to be the favorites to get back to the World Series. You have 4 MVPs on this team. You have the best player in the game. You have the American League starter in this upcoming All-Star game, most likely, on this team. Like, you're supposed to be better than this. You're supposed to have more pride. You're supposed to have more desire to win. And so when I see Carlos Rodon pulled at 88 pitches, and him and Boone postgame say, yeah, he was gassed. He was huffing and puffing. I'm sorry if I have an opinion on that. That said, I need more. I need to see you go into the seventh inning. Sit down between innings. Catch your breath. Sit down and have some water. Breathe deep. And come on. I need a compete level. We're losing games. We're struggling. And the one thing we've been able to hang our hat on through this stretch is the starting pitching. The starting pitching has been good. So I look at Rodon, it's like, come on, bro, you get paid the big bucks. We need you. And then that night I find out that Loaisiga had been sick the day before, and Loaisiga hasn't been his best version of himself this season. But to be in a rush to take your starter out, it gave me this sense of feeling that you were like, all right, you're good, clock out. We got this game. We're up 3-0. Bullpen will handle the rest. And that laissez-faire attitude, that entitled attitude, That just sense of like, we're the New York Yankees. We're at Great American Ballpark. We've got fans in Ohio chanting, let's go Yankees. It's starting to wear on me because it's not valid. And I heard Jazz the other night talk about how they were listening to Derek Jeter's commencement speech. I think Jeter spoke at Michigan. I started watching the first couple of minutes. I didn't finish it. But like, okay, if you guys are doing that, and Jeter just spoke at Fanatics Fest with Pettit, with Mariano, with Posada, with Alex Rodriguez, with CeCe. They talked about not that long ago, 15, 20 years ago, and the standard and the expectation and the clubhouse and the day-to-day, and it just seems so different than where we are now with these participation trophy-ass Yankees.
I wish someone would explain it to me. Like, that's just how I feel. I feel like they go city to city. They have fanfare that's off the backs of the bam, 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 the 27-time champions. They haven't won anything. The only one in there with a ring is Max Fried that he won in Atlanta. Like, who's the actual general? Judge is the captain because Judge is the best player in the game. But Judge isn't a yeller, a screamer, a rah-rah guy.
He dropped the ball.
Stanton is a guy who everybody respects because of his career and the home runs and what he does in the postseason. But Stanton is a guy that's going to go up there and strike out three times in a game that wasn't available. But Stanton tells him, hey, we don't get swept at home. I better not see you walking around with those American League pennant rings. Oh, those go to the first loser. You guys are the first loser. The Dodgers embarrassed us. The Dodgers came here and celebrated on that field, and then they mocked you. And what did you do after they got on podcasts and interviews and talked about the scouting and said all of these things about you? When you went to Chavez Ravine for the first time and had an opportunity to get back at them, you blew a lead again. And then the next game, they blew you out so fast, it was embarrassing. Turn the TV off, game end, series. So where's the pride? Where's the passion in the pinstripes? Thank God we have Max Fried, like the stopper after a loss that we can count on. But even in the game yesterday, 4-for-22 at runners in scoring position, still left a bunch of guys on base. Go back to the game the other day. Jazz is yelling and screaming at the umpire. He lets a bad call in that at bat take his whole at bat from him, and then it takes him out of the game. We need you in the game. We need your defense at third, which has been a little shaky, my boy. We need your bat. You've been hitting very well. We need your bat at the end of the game. DJ ends up having an at-bat. JC Ascara has to go out there to third base. Think about the team. Think about the team. So I come to you tonight. I'm not going to be negative Keithy. I'm not going to yell. If you hear my tone, I'm somewhat concerned, but I also know this is June 26th. A month ago, it was Memorial Day weekend. And baseball fans, that's the first checkpoint of the season. Hey, Memorial Day weekend, how do you feel about your team? And we were feeling pretty good. We were feeling pretty good. But you know what? Some of the same things that have plagued us year after year after year in this Aaron Boone era, they've started to come back. And I hate to say it. I think Boone is a good manager for these guys because he takes up for them and they respect him. But something's got to change if we want to actually break through and win. You can't be cool dad. You can't be everybody's friend. These guys are running into outs on the base pass. These guys are swinging for the fences when all we need is a bunt laid down or a sack fly. It's time. It's time to get serious, man. It's time to literally look each other in the eye and say, we have enough talent on this team to get back to the World Series and win it. We're going on 16 years. When does it end? When does it change? I feel like the culture that they have fostered around these Yankees is soft. Yeah, 88 pitches come out of the game. Yeah, Jazz, keep going. Keep yelling and screaming. You're already thrown out of the game. We're going to lose this game in extras because that's just what we do anyway. Like, when is that a thing? And I know Manfred's man on second is one of the dumbest things ever to happen to baseball because they won't have it in the postseason. But it's still embarrassing that the Yankees don't have a strategy to win those games. They're guaranteed to lose those games on the road every freaking time. So my concern is mostly with, I think that they're good enough to win and get back to the World Series, and who knows who comes out of the National League. Maybe it's the Mets. And I said the other night, I hope it's the Mets. Because no matter what, win or lose, we're guaranteed a parade. I'm looking at the parade at the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm like, it's weak as hell. We need a parade in New York. And the Jets and Giants aren't bringing one anytime soon. The Rangers aren't bringing one anytime soon. The Islanders aren't either. I hope they, they got the number one pick. They're not going to mess up that pick. I hope they get right. And the Knicks, they've got a ton of pressure on them. We'll talk about the Knicks coaching search. We'll talk about the Brooklyn Nets draft that happened last night. But, you know, Mets mania is over for now. The game is on. I want to talk to Yankee fans about the little things in between with this team and how you actually feel. Because just being good enough is not good enough for the New York Yankees. Selling out Yankee Stadium isn't good enough for the New York Yankees. They're built on championships. They're built on winning. And they just got embarrassed by the Boston Red Sox back-to-back weekends. Hunter Dobbins making up stories about the Yankees organization. The Red Sox coming out there in yellow jerseys, green jerseys, hitting the ball, doing whatever they want against them. They lose to the Angels, a barely .500 team. Ron Washington laughed. laughing at them. And then the Orioles, they drop that first game too, and then they go down to they go out west to Great American Ballpark, and they lose that series. And they better get right this weekend against the Oakland A's, because this next month of July is unforgiving. Look at the schedule. Nobody's going to feel sorry for the New York Yankees. Nobody fears them. And I feel like they don't fear losing. They don't fear the manager. They don't fear being this era of Yankees that don't win a World Series. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got a lot of time tonight. We got the full five-hour vehicle, KM to AM. You've got me till midnight. We'll start with the Yankees. We'll ride along with the Mets. Francisco Lindor flies out for the first out of the game. We'll talk a little bit about this stretch with the Mets as well. But, you know, in this off day, this mental health day, I would like to hear from you. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm too much of a Yankee fan. I'm spiraling too early. I'm making more out of this streak than nothing, and this too shall pass. But these are daily and nightly radio shows. This is what we're supposed to do. We got Rami producing. Call him up. He'll screen your calls. We'll play some beats. We'll talk through everything. We'll laugh a bit. We'll talk, you know, more than just Yankees, but we'll start there. Keith McPherson on the Fan. There's my 20-minute open. We'll be right back.